Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Money. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Maseches Erev and Daf Nun Beis. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tanna Braisa. Mishi Eishu Shnei Batim, Uvenem Shnei Tchumi Shabbos. One who has two homes, separated by a distance equal to two Tchumim, meaning 4,000 Amas. Kevin Shehechesik Baderach, as soon as he takes to the road, Kana Erev, he acquires an Erev. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said even more than this, that even if his friend met him as he was setting out to travel and said to him, spend the night here because the weather's too hot or cold for traveling, and he followed his advice, well, machar mashkin v'holach, the next day, which is Shabbos, he may rise and travel to the next city. Now, there's a machlokes regarding what was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's additional leniency. Rabbi said that everybody agrees that he needs to verbally declare that his desired residence is in the next city. Ki bligi lehechzik. They disagree only whether he actually needs to set out for the second city. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is more makel and says he does not. He only needs to plan to do so. Rabbi Yosef said that everybody agrees that he needs to take to the road. Ki pligi lomar. They disagree only if he needs to verbally declare that his desired residence is in the second city. And point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishi yaseh chutz l'tchum. Someone who exited the tchum, which Rashi explains to mean with das, bemezid, and not for the purpose of a mitzvah. Afilu amma achas, even one amma past the boundary, lo yikanes, he may not enter the tchum. Rabbi Yehuda says he may re-enter if he went two amos, but not if he went three amos. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since a person is considered in the middle of his dalet amos, with two amos all around him, the two amos overlap with his original tchum, and he holds the havlas tchumim, that the two tchumim overlap and merge as one. The Tanna Kamma holds amazing cannot take advantage of havlas tchumim. And point number three, the last mission in the Perek states, Mi shehechshik chutz l'tchum, one who was outside of the tchum when it became dark, even by only one amma, may not enter the tchum. Rabbi Shimon says, and he may enter back into the tchum, even if he was 15 amas past the tchum. Sheinu mashochos mematzinas amidos, for the surveyors who place markers to delineate the city's tchum do not place them exactly at 2,000 amas mifnei atoin because of those that err, meaning people who wander slightly beyond the markers. Rashi gives two explanations regarding the 15 amas. The first pshat is that 15 amas is lav dafka. Rather, it's an approximation. The second pshat is based on the fact that the surveyors measure the tchum with ropes measuring 50 amos. Since this necessitates measuring 40 times to get to 2,000 amos, and one tefach and a half an etzba of the rope is held by each surveyor at the ends, a total of 15 amos is lost when they measure the tchum. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, Mishi Eishu Shnei Batim Uvenem Shnei Tchumi Shabbos, one who has two homes, separated by a distance equal to two tchumim, meaning 4,000 amos. Kevin Shehechesik Baderach, as soon as he takes to the road, Kana Erev, he acquires an Erev. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said even more than this, that even if his friend met him as he was setting out to travel and said to him, spend the night here because the weather's too hot or cold for traveling, and he followed his advice, well, machar mashkin v'holach, the next day, which is Shabbos, he may rise and travel to the next city. Now, there's a machlokes regarding what was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's additional leniency. Rabbi said that everybody agrees that he needs to verbally declare that his desired residence is in the next city. Ki bligi lehechzik. They disagree only whether he actually needs to set out for the second city. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is more makel and says he does not. He only needs to plan to do so. Rabbi Yosef said that everybody agrees that he needs to take to the road. Ki pligi lomar. They disagree only if he needs to verbally declare that his desired residence is in the second city. And point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishi yaseh chutz l'tchum. Someone who exited the tchum, which Rashi explains to mean with das, bemezid, and not for the purpose of a mitzvah. Afilu amma achas, even one amma past the boundary, lo yikanes, he may not enter the tchum. Rabbi Yehuda says he may re-enter if he went two amas, but not if he went three amas. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since a person is considered in the middle of his dalet amos, with two amas all around him, the two amos overlap with his original tchum, and he holds the havlas tchumim, that the two tchumim overlap and merge as one. The Tanna Kamma holds amazing cannot take advantage of havlas tchumim. And point number three, the last Mishnah in the Perek states, Mi shehechshik chutz l'tchum, one who was outside of the tchum when it became dark, even by only one amma, may not enter the tchum. Rabbi Shimon says, and he may enter back into the tchum, even if he was 15 ammas past the tchum. Sheinu mashochos mematzinas amidos, for the surveyors who place markers to delineate the city's tchum do not place them exactly at 2,000 ammas mifnei atoin because of those that err, meaning people who wander slightly beyond the markers. Rashi gives two explanations regarding the 15 amas. The first pshat is that 15 amas is lav dafka. Rather, it's an approximation. The second pshat is based on the fact that the surveyors measure the tchum with ropes measuring 50 amas. Since this necessitates measuring 40 times to get to 2,000 amas, and one tefach and a half an etzba of the rope is held by each surveyor at the ends, a total of 15 amas is lost when they measure the tchum. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Nun Beis, and the siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit, someone new to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The enthusiastic family invited the newbie who'd set off on the road to his second home to have some dinner and stay the night. After they were horrified, their other guest stepped intentionally out of the tchum, claiming he was allowed to wander up to 15 amos. Once again in slow motion. The enthusiastic family invited the newbie, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The enthusiastic family invited the newbie who had set off on the road to his second home to have some dinner and stay the night, which reminds us of the Machlokes regarding what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's leniency was in the case of one who had two homes separated by a distance of two tchumim and was invited to stay over the night in someone's home as he was about to set out to a second home. One opinion is that he needs to verbally declare his desired residence, but Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda does not need him to set out on the road. The other is that he needs to set out on the road, but he doesn't need to verbally declare his residence. So the enthusiastic family invited the newbie who had set off on the road to a second home to have some dinner and stay the night. After they were horrified, their other guest stepped intentionally out of the tchum, which reminds us of the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Glazer, whether one who steps out of the tchum b'mezi with no intent to do a mitzvah, whether he can return to the tchum, and if so, how many amas from the tchum must he be? So the enthusiastic family invited the newbie who had set off on the road to a second home to have some dinner and stay the night. After they were horrified that their other guest stepped intentionally out of the tchum, claiming he was allowed to wander up to 15 amos. Which reminds us that in the case when someone was outside the tchum and it got dark, it's a machlokas, whether you can return to the tchum. The Tanakhama says he cannot, even if he was just one amma from the tchum. Rabbi Shimon says he can, even if he was up to 15 amos from the tchum, because those that measure the city limits for the tchum give room for people to err in case they want to be on the tchum, and the measure is not a full 2,000 amos. So once again, the enthusiastic family invited the newbie who had set off on the road to a second home to have some dinner and stay the night. After they were horrified, their other guests stepped intentionally out of the tchum, claiming he was allowed to wander up to 15 amos. All right, now it's time for 4 blah back chazara. Daf Memchez. So the sim for Memchez is brainiacs. Brainiacs. So here goes. The brainiacs. Brainiacs. That must mean we're on Daf Memchez. The brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a dalet amos square. Which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies the three opinions in the Mishnah on Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, who hold that a traveler who fell asleep at the onset of Shabbos does not acquire a makom shvisa and is restricted to dalet amos. The Chachamim hold that he can travel dalet amos in each direction, giving him a square space of 8x8 amos. Rabbi Yezer holds that he can only travel 2 amos in each direction, with him in the center of a 4 amos square. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he's restricted to a dalet amos square, but he can choose where he wants his 4 amos to be and walk up to 4 amos in one direction. Rava said, Machlokas ha-halech, abo letalto divrei akol, 4 amos in, 2 lo. The machlokas of dalet amos or 8 amos is only in regard to walking, but in regard to carrying in rishus of rabim, everyone agrees that only dalet amos are permitted. So the brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a dalet amos square and lying down to get exact measurements, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks the source that a person without a tchum is only permitted to move within a dalet amos area and brings a brisa, which taught that the pasuk shvu ish tachtav, sit each man in his place on Shabbos, kit tachtav, like that which is underneath him. How much is that? Gufu shalosh amos, his body when lying down extends 3 amos. Ba'ama kedelip shot yadav raglav, and he gets 1 amma in order to stretch his arms and legs, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, gufu shalosh amos, his body when lying down extends 3 amos. Ba'ama kedesh yito chefas metachas meragolasav, umaniach takas meragolasav. And he receives 1 additional amma so that he can take an object from under his feet and place it under his head. The difference between these two opinions is that Rabbi Yehuda only allows an area that is exactly dalet amos, while Rabbi Meir allows an area slightly larger than dalet amos. Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir's method results in slightly more than dalet amos, since a person needs a little more than 1 amma in which to stretch. So the brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a dalet amos square and lying down to get exact measurements, unknowing the resonance, the middle chatzer, that made an erev with 2 others. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon likened the case of 3 people, each limited to a 4 amma area, where the middle person overlapped, to a case of 3 chatzeros, which opened to one another and also opened to Rishus Rabim, and the 2 outer chatzeros each join in an erev with the middle chatzer. The middle chatzer is permitted to carry into the outer chatzeros, and the outer chatzeros can carry into the middle chatzer, but the 2 outer chatzeros are prohibited with each other. The Gemara asks why the residents of the outer chatzeros are prohibited to carry into each other's chatzer if they join with the middle one. They should all become one entity, and carrying should be permitted for all of them. Rav Yehuda says that the cases where the middle chatzer placed erevin in the outer chatzeros, therefore there's nothing merging the Eruv Chatzeros. Rav Sheisha says that it can be even a case where the Eruv Chatzeros place Eruvin in the middle Chatzer, except that they place them in different houses, and therefore they're not considered as merged. The Gemara analyzes these two opinions. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simver Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we think of a butcher. So here goes. The stingy butcher, that must be more in Daf Mem Tes for meat. The stingy butcher who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich, Erev, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamakbin al Eruvo ein Eruvo Erev. If one of the residents of the Chatzer is particular with his portion of the Erev, meaning he does not want anyone to eat the bread that he had given, his Erev is not a valid Erev. The reason for this is that Mashemo, Erev Shemo, what is its name? Erev is its name. Rashi explains that the shorish of Erev also means pleasant, Arev, which means that the merger among the residents should be harmonious. Rav Chanina disagrees and says, Eruve Erev, his Erev is an Erev, El Shinikrim Anshi Vardina. But he's called one of the people of Vardina who are known for their stinginess. So the stingy butcher, who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich Erev, which joyfully cost him less than a sheva pruta to make, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Erev Mishum Kinyan, an Erev merges the houses in a chatzer together by means of an acquisition. And the reason a person cannot purchase a share in an Erev with money, is because money is not always available Erev Shabbos. If one tried making an Erev with money, it doesn't even work, b'dievid, because the Chachamim disqualified it because people might come to think that money is the primary method of making an Erev, and if it's not available, they might not come to think of making it with bread, and the institution of Erev will fall into disuse and come to be forgotten. Rabbah says, Erev Mishum Dira, an Erev is affected because it affects a residence, meaning it gives all of the residents of the Chatzar a symbolic residence where the bread is placed, even though they do not legally acquire a share of that house. There are three practical differences between them. According to Shmuel, a kli can be used since it's a viable way to make a kinyan, but according to Rabbah, it cannot, since people identify the residents with their food, not utensils. According to Rabbah, the food can be worth less than a sheva pruta, but according to Shmuel, it cannot. And according to Rabbah, a child can collect the food for the Erev, but according to Shmuel, he cannot, since he's not old enough to make an acquisition. So the stingy butcher who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich Erev, which joyfully cost him less than a sheva pruta to make, got stuck when it got dark while making a delivery, far away from the landmark tree. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishaba Bederek Bakashkalo, one who was traveling Erev Shabbos and became dark, and he knew of a landmark such as a tree or a fence which was within 2,000 amas of both the house and his present location, and said, Shvi Sasi Tachtav, my residence is underneath it. Lo Merkum, he has said nothing. The Gemara on Daf Nun, Amud Av, will explain the reason for this. The Gemara brings him Alchokas Rav and Shmuel, whether Lo Merkum means he has no Makam Shvisa even in his current location and cannot travel to the tree, or it means that he cannot travel home, but he can still travel to the tree. Daf Nun. So the Simfer Daf Nun is a nincompoop, a silly, foolish person. So here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more on Daf Nun. The nincompoop who spent all day trying to figure out how to define a four-armor area under a tree, which reminds us on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Rav stated, the one who did not specify his Makom Shvisa under a tree not only does not attain a Makom Shvisa there, but he also doesn't have a Makom Shvisa in his current location. There are two versions of how Rav explained Rav's reasoning that one doesn't attain a Makom Shvisa under the tree. The first version is, Mishum de lo Masai Masve, because his four-armor area is not defined. Rashi explains that since it's not defined, he doesn't acquire anything. The second version is, Mishum de kasavra koshe inu bezeh achazeh, because he holds that whichever legal situations cannot take effect consecutively, afil babas achazeno, cannot take effect simultaneously. Rashi explains that the halacha allows a person to only establish one Daladamo's area as his residence, and once he does, he can no longer establish a second residence. He can therefore not designate more than one residence simultaneously, and if he does, none of them are valid. In this case, since the area beneath the tree covers several four-ama areas, and he's not specifying which four-ama area is his residence, it is as if he's designating them all simultaneously, which doesn't work. So the nincompoop who spent all day trying to figure out how to define a four-ama area under a tree, going from tree to tree with 8 to 12 amas beneath him, which reminds us of Bai said regarding Rav's ruling, Oshanu el be'ilon shetachtav shtemisri amma. It was only taught regarding a tree that has an area of 12 amas beneath it, but in the case of a tree that does not have 12 amas beneath it, Hari mixes basal nikar. A portion of his residence is recognizable. Rashi explains that since the tree's width is less than 12 amos, the middle four amos necessarily include a section of the four amos area on either side of the tree. Regardless of whether his Dalad Amos is the middle section or one of the side sections, at least a portion of his residence is in the middle four amos, and Abai considers this enough to establish a residence for him. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua objected, saying, there is no basis that the middle four amos are his residence, and knowing that part of his residence falls somewhere within them is not sufficient to make his residence defined. Therefore, he taught that Rav's ruling applies in a case where the tree has eight amos beneath it, but if it had just seven amos, Hari Mixas Basil Nikar, a portion of his residence is recognizable beneath the tree. In this case, any division into four amos units necessitates having the units overlap, at least partially. So the nincompoop would spend all day trying to figure out how to define a four-armor area under a tree, going from tree to tree with 8 to 12 amas beneath him, finally gave up and sent his servants out in opposite directions to make an error for him. Which reminds us of Bryce's brought to support Shmuel's position on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis that state that if one erred and placed an error in both directions, believing that an error may be established in two directions, or if he said to his servants, go and establish an error for me, and one of them place an error for him in the north, and the other place one in the south, he may travel to the north only as far as his error to the south allows, and he may travel to the south only as far as the error in the north allows, and if the two established tchum boundaries do not overlap, but have him at the center point between them, he may not move from his place. The Gemara asks if this is a tiyuf on Rav, and answers, Rav Tanuhu Upalik. Rav is a Tana, and he's allowed to disagree with the Braisa. Daf Nun Aleph. So the sim for Daf Nun Aleph is way to gnawing beaver, which we connect to beaver pelt hats. So here goes. When the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver pelt hats, that must mean we're on Duff Nanolif. When the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver pelt hats came within 2,000 amos of the Levitical city, which reminds the Gemara seeks the source that a tchum measures 2,000 amos and brings a brisa with the pasuk that states, Al yetzei ish mimkomo, let no man leave his place, elu alpayim amos. This refers to the 2,000 amos limit of the tchum. The Gemara asks how it's known that the pasuk is alluding to a distance of 2,000 amas, and Rav Chisna answers by bringing four gezeirah shevahs that link makom from the pasuk ultimately to the word chutz in the pasuk regarding the open area that surrounds the Ar Levim. As it says, umados mechutz le'ir es pasuk hedma alpayim ba'ama, and you shall measure from outside the city on the east side 2,000 amas. So when the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver belt hats came within 2,000 amas of the Levitical city, their guide had them walk the diagonal distance from one corner to another. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus said that the 2,000 amas are agulos, they form a circular area. And the Chomim said, Merubaos katavu merubaas, they form a square like a square board, 4,000 amas on each side, kadeshi aniska lezavya, so that he may gain the corners. This means that the person can travel the diagonal of a square, which is 1.4 times its side. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches, according to the Chachamim, that all measurements for Shabbos observers shall be like the square shape around the Ar Levim. Based on this, Rav Achim Bar Yaakov said, Hamavir arba amos b'rishus harabim, one who transfers an object a distance of dalet amos in the rishus harabim, eino chayv ad shemavir hen v'alach sonan, is not liable unless he transfers it a distance equal to them and their diagonal, which means he's not liable unless he transfers it 5.6 amos, the diagonal of a 4 amos square. So when the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver pelt hats came within 2,000 amas of the Levitical city, their guide had them walk the diagonal distance from one corner to another, and then showed them how to make an Erev, some with their food and some with their feet. Which reminds the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis stated, Ha'ani Ma'arv Baraglav, a poor man, meaning a traveler with no food, may make an Erev with his feet, meaning with his physical presence. Remer said, Anu Ein Lanu El Ani, this law is only for a poor man. Rav Yudah said that it applies to both a poor man and a rich man, meaning someone who has food at home. The Chamim did not say for one to make an Erev with food except to make it easier for the rich man, so that he should not need to go out before Shabbos begins and make an Erev with his feet, meaning with his physical presence. On our Dav, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista dispute what the Malchokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is about. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which Dav of Malchokas is whether the tree Rav is referring to that the person does not get a Makmash Visa under was 12 or 8 Amos? That's on Dav Nun. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn where it was said explicitly that the halacha follows a certain opinion, we follow that opinion and not the general rules? That's on Duff Mem Zayin. Good. Number 3, which stuff do we have about what the din is in a case when one walked bemezid outside the tchum? That's on Duff Nun Beis. Good. Number 4, which stuff do we have two versions of Rav's explanation for Rav, why the person who didn't specify his makom shvisa under the tree only gets Dalet Amos where he is? That's on Duff Nun. Good. Number 5, which of the one Rabbi Shimon says that one who wandered beyond the tchum up to 15 amas can still be included in the tchum? That's on Duff Nun Beis. Good, number six. Where should they learn what the terms halacha, matin, and nirin mean? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good, number seven. Where should they learn the source for Dalet Amos? That's on Daf. Mem Ches. Good, number eight. Where should they learn the source for 2,000 Amos of a Tchum? That's on Daf. Nanav. Good, number nine. Which stuff do we have the analysis of the Machos between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda if Ikar Erev Bapas or Baraglo? That's on Daf. Nanav. Good, and finally question number 10. Which stuff do we have the Machos is whether an Erev is Mishum Kinyan or Dira? That's on Daf. Memtes. Good, now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which stuff do we learn why one can let a Gentile put out a fire but not a Jewish child? That's on Daf. Kufchaf Alef in Shabbos. Good. Number two. Which stuff the one should kill himself in the Ohel Torah, in the tents of Torah? That's on Daf. Pei Gimel in Shabbos. Good. And number three. Which stuff the Malchus when the Aseres Hedibros were given? That's on Daf. Pei Vav in Shabbos. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.